We are talking today with Mrs. Lucy Gates Nason, Mrs. Noah Nason of Westboro. Mrs. Nason was born in Westboro, raised in Westboro, and went to school in Westboro.
Now, which one of the schools was it at that time?
It was up on School Street.
Where they had the School Street High School,
yes.
And the Maynard,
yes.
School.
Yes, yeah, I went to both of those.
One was a junior high?
Junior high. I mean, we didn't call it junior high. We called it 8th to 9th grade.
Yes.
And then I went to high school and graduated from high school.
And you were telling me something interesting about that when we chatted before, about the fact that you
had to take the college board.
Yes, that Westboro was not accredited.
Was not certified, not accredited in those days. So. We were told by the superintendent, who was a Mr. Waldron at that time, that if another girl and I, who were going on to college, we hoped, would take college boards and pass them, that then the school might get certified. So I took 18 college boards up at Worcester Tech the week I graduated. In fact, the day I was graduating, I had some. And both the other girl and I passed them, and so the school was accredited after that.
What were they, Mrs. Mason? Were they languages?
All our subjects, the different subjects that we've had in high school.
Isn't that an interesting story? Because for them to take the value of your studying, the two of you.
It seems an odd thing as I look back on it, but that was what I was always told.
No, that's fine, because if there were only 13...
There were only 13, and I think perhaps the two of us were the only ones that were going on to college.
Yes, that could be, and perhaps the others were going to stay in town and work.
I'll go to... Well, we didn't have junior colleges then, but I remember Rachel Deering went on to Miss Wheelock's, which was then a two-year kindergarten school, which now, of course, is a four-year college.
Uh-huh. Yes, and they used to have what they called an AA, wasn't it? An Associate of Arts, and that was your 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember my mother.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one.
But as I said, this other girl and I hoped to go to a four-year college.
Well, did you study languages?
Yes, yes. I had 4 years of Latin, and I passed off 4 years of German. I remember.
Back in the class of 1913, we had the German. Now, we have German now, but they have...
Well, we had an excellent Latin teacher who also taught German, Miss Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Was well known back in those days.
Was she a local resident of West Coast?
I don't really remember whether she was born here, but she taught here for many years.
Yes. Did they, in the school, that was a brick building, wasn't it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And did they bring the youngsters in the same way on the trolley that they did to the elementary, or did you would?
Well, I presume so. I lived way over on Phillips Street and walked across to school and walked back at noon for lunch. We had no hot lunch.
No lunch program.
So we had to walk back home, which now is quite a walk in bad weather.
It is,
but
yes.
We didn't think anything about it.
They didn't call school off because they couldn't get the buses in the parking lot like they can now.
They had what they called barges in those days, and they were horse-drawn.
Well, they would just flatten the snow down, then, wouldn't they? Yes.
And they were... The pungs in the winter.
Yes.
And they weren't called buses, they were badges. Mm-hmm. Their outside children came in by badge. Now, I don't remember whether that was true when I got to high school, but it was certainly true in the elementary grades that the kids who lived on the outskirts came in by badge.
Mm-hmm. To Harvey and the Eli Whitney schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, that is in itself is interesting. Now, look at the changes we have now. Just transportation, never mind the school. Now, they have Latin in the high school now, and they have French, and they have German. But you must have had some sciences, too, and some chemistry, and did you?
I don't remember that I had too many sciences, probably because I didn't think I'd like them.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't choose them. But then I went to take science, physics, and chemistry. And I'm a chemistry teacher, was a man who taught at MIT. And I found I rather liked chemistry. But I think I didn't take sciences at high school, not because they didn't have them, I believe.
Well,
But because I would dodge them, thinking I wasn't going to like them.
Well, I know they speak of the fact that up on the third floor they had some chemistry labs.
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
But the sophistication of what we have in the buildings now, and the curriculum that we have for these young people.
Certainly.
Of course, everything in the last 60, 70 years, the progress in science.
It's tremendous.
Yes. But that, I thought, was something that we ought to get on to the table, because this is some part of the Westboro school system and history that no longer exists either. Now, the graduating class this year is 261.
Imagine.
Yes. So, and another thing that you and I were going to talk about, too, was the downtown and the stores and the businesses and the things. We started to talk about your father's store. I wish you'd tell me that was, now you said where the Harpin's Westboro package store.
Yes, my father's had the store there, and with the two entrances, one on Main Street and one on South Street. But his store extended up right up to the top of the building here, three floors.
And that building is still there.
Yes, the building is still there, and the only stores that I remember that were there, which are still as the same now, is the jewelry store, which is in that block.
That was a jewelry store?
It was a jewelry store then, run by a Mr. Welch, who was Irene Carlson's father.
Oh, yes.
That was run by him. And there was a drugstore in the next building, which is the Henry block.
C.S. Henry.
Yes.
Yes.
And that was run by Mr. Henry, and I can remember. But those are the only two stores that are the same now.
The end of the block changed a little too, where Swan Hardware is. There was another little building in between.
On Main Street.
Yes, Carlson Daniel, which used to be the...
Well, it was a completely different building, which was run by Mr. Forbes, who was Esther Farmer's, father.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the grocery store. And it was a separate little building.
We have pictures down at the library in our old photograph collection, and it shows that little building in between.
And of course,
was J&J Appliance, and there's a little real estate place in there now, and that little narrow alleyway. Is that what you mean?
Yes, this side of it, when
yes.
we told my father's mm-hmm. store, was the Bob's and Newcomb store.
Yes.
And of course, all the grocery stores and the fish market delivered in those days.
Isn't that interesting? Well, you know, Miss Wild was telling me about Sam the Banana Man. Did you ever meet up with Sam the Banana Man?
No, I didn't.
Apparently, he used to go out into the, I suppose maybe out West Main or down East Main, and he had a horse and cart. And he had fruits, mainly bananas.
Well, it must have been to the more outlying districts, because
yes.
you see, as I said, all the stores delivered in Westboro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just called up or went in and ordered them, and they all came up with a horse and cart.
They delivered it right,
to your house. Yes.
Yes, we had a telephone. Did they? Yes, I know
yes.
some of them had
yes.
phones, because mm-hmm. I looked. We had an old directory at the library, and in it, we have some of the names mm-hmm. and telephone numbers, and ring two or ring four. But now tell me the name of your father's store.
J.S. Gates.
And that was a dry goods and
As I said, he sold about everything except groceries and meats. All kinds of dry goods and clothes and lamps and furniture and beds. That comes under furniture, I presume, and carpets.
Carpets too. But now,
yes,
what kind of
rugs.
Carpets were they? Were they
Wasn't the old Axminster we used to call
yes.
Axminster rugs?
Or Whitehall,
yeah.
Whittall.
Yes.
We call that kind
of. I remember a whole room up on the second floor, and then on the third floor, there was a. I used to go around in back, and there was a rope that went down with a huge hook on it. And I'd go down there, and of course, I don't think my mother knew it, but one of my friends would go up on the third floor, and I'd take hold of a hook and dangle. She'd pull the rope like this, and I'd dangle along on it.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
It's to because the hook was to put the furniture on and take it up and get it up and down from the third story.
I see. No elevator.
Walked up the stairs to show the merchandise.
And you had boots, I imagine, shoes.
No, I don't think it did, because I tell you, two stores down from where my father's South Street entrance was, mm-hmm. was the Higgins Boot and Shoe Store. And of course, as you know, Westboro had factories, boot and shoe factories. But there was a store there, and I think my father did not sell boot and shoes.
It wouldn't be in competition with each other. He sold the things that were separate from it. There wasn't so much of that as there is now.
No.
In town. Each one did their own. And there was another...
there were two other small dry goods stores.
That sold materials, yes, and threads.
And dresses. One was where Golden's is now. That was Mr. Sanford's store.
Yes. And then it became Blankenship.
Yes.
And then it became Golden's.
And then on the corner of Milk and Main Street was another little dry goods store, Denham's Dry Goods Store.
That was where the Hudson shop was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Lord's store was always there, but I could, as far back as I can remember.
Men's
Furnishings.
Yes, that was always.
It was always there.
Very, very nice haberdashery, mm-hmm. and they had hats and things. Well, because we had a hat factory. But was that mostly straw hats?
Yes. Westboro was the biggest straw manufacturing town in the country one time.
Mm-hmm. Because I think the size of it, they imported, mm-hmm. they exported. I know they even bought their straw. They imported their straw to make the hats. That was it 19? Do you remember the fire? And you must have, you lived on Phillips Street.
Yes.
1914, was it? 1913? When the factory
burned?
Was that the Gould factory?
Where VIAC is now?
Yes.
Oh, I think that was later. Quite a lot later.
Was it later?
Yes. Because I can tell you a good story about that. That fire burned, and we were living temporarily on Church Street while we were building this house.
Oh.
And there was much
is
later.
Is this your family home? No, this is your husband's. Yes.
No. We built this house, my husband and I.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Not too long ago.
You and your husband, mm. yes.
And we were living on Church Street temporarily while the house was being built. And that factory built, and that factory burned on the corner of Phillips and Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And
weren't there more than one, on Phillips Street?
Well, there was one on Phillips, but this wasn't really on Phillips. It was really facing Milk Street.
Milk.
Yeah, it was a tremendous factory.
Yes.
And the story I have to tell was with my son Joe was out in California at that time taking law, and the factory was a terrific fire, of course, and our store, J.S. Nason Company, was then on Milk Street on the other side farther down.
Yes, I know.
But that night, about 10 o'clock, my son called from Pasadena, and he said, did Daddy's store go in the fire? The day of the fire. And I said, well, how did you know anything about it? And he said, it's on the front page of the Pasadena paper about the big fire in Westboro, and told where it was, and said, of course, I knew it was near Daddy's store. So that was a coincidence.
Yes. Now, what year was that? Mm-hmm.
Well, that must have been... 46.
Oh, well, that was much later, because I know Mrs. Deering has spoken of a fire that they had that destroyed a couple of, I don't know if it was one of the sleigh factories. Was there a sleigh factory down there?
Well, there were a terrific fire down on East Main Street, a big factory. And that was much earlier.
That wasn't the hat factory. The straw.
I've forgotten just
I factory. No, I can't remember either, because now so many of those have disappeared.
That's right.
Bay State, of course, is
that's all new.
The Keating Building, and then next to that there was a National House, which was a boarding house. Perhaps you remember it, do you? For the young women who worked in the straw factory. And shows a picture of them all standing on the veranda. Now, your father, of course, was what we would call a merchant.
Yes, he was. He was also a politician. He was town clerk for many years, mm-hmm. and collector of taxes, and he was a representative in the state house and a senator, and was. He went to the last constitutional convention. I think there hasn't been one since.
What year was that?
I would say it was 1918 or somewhere around there.
Perhaps after World War I.
I think there hasn't been one since.
Not to my knowledge.
No. Talked about it, but there hasn't been one.
We convened to have one of these. But, well, then as a girl, you really were part of the town itself rather than any of the farming or any of the things.
Oh, definitely, yes. I spent a great deal of time down at my father's store.
I can see you did, hanging on the hook.
And going out with the deliveries.
Did he deliver?
He had men who delivered the mm-hmm. whatever. I mean the furniture and that.
Do you remember any of the prices or maybe the styles or anything?
No,
like
I don't. I just remember my mother having told me that I was allowed to buy my Christmas presents in the store, but I was supposed to pay for them in my father's store. So I thought everything was a quarter, because anything I wanted to give my family, I paid a quarter for it, whether it was a lamp or a dress or... you see, I didn't have much idea about the prices at the time.
No, you didn't.
But then I used to go in the summer when my father's clerks, the girls, took their vacations, and I'd go in and take their places. So I must have known the prices. But little did I know how they were going to change, so
yes.
They didn't make that much impression on me.
No, because you're living it, so
yes.
It doesn't make that impression mm-hmm. on you. But we were talking with one of the women who, had all like yourself, has lived in town, and she was speaking of the fact that butter was 20 cents, and they went into Worcester to sell it. Now, this was the farm
yes.
rather than that.
Well, we had a butter store on Milk Street, and I can remember the five-pound boxes, wooden boxes, and this... slabs out of a butter that we used to buy, and I think it was run by a man by Mr. Gannon's father or grandfather.
What would you ever do with five?
Yeah, and that's where we bought our butter. And of course, we didn't have electric refrigerators. So I think now about keeping it in the ice refrigerators, but that's the way we got it.
And I can remember on my grandmother's farm, and I. Heaven help me if I forgot to empty that pan underneath, because we would have a flood,
right.
Put the ice in the top of the refrigerator, ice box,
right.
And it would go through. Mm-hmm. Now, we were interested in the fact, too, that you would buy clothes in Worcester, would you? Or
yes.
And you didn't buy made-up clothes in Westboro. You could buy materials. Did you have someone come to the house
My
and
mother
make
used
them?
To sew for us, but we bought a... When I was older, we always bought our clothes in Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. But they speak like so many of our homes in Westboro have that little, like almost like a sewing room up over the stairs. You know that
yes.
cottage type that goes from one room.
Well, my mother made clothes for myself and my sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can remember the Whitney House fire.
Oh.
I was thinking about the main street, and I always saw the start with the Whitney House, which is where the
high school.
And I remember that fire very plainly, because I was skating down in St. Stephen's property where the brook goes through,
yes.
and it used to be dammed up, and there was a skating pond there, which the whole town used. And I remember
this,
I was skating there.
Excuse me, this was right on John Street?
No, it was on Blake Street. Really.
On Blake Street.
Mm-hmm.
On Blake Street.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting, because no one has mentioned. I've mm-hmm. often wondered if they had any areas that they... I know we had a skating rink at one time, and I don't know exactly where that was.
Well, that property was all owned by my husband's family, who lived on John Street. That was all owned by them. And they always used to let everybody skate there.
Then your husband was also a Westboro.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
he had a business here in town.
Yes, that's why I thought I'd take downtown, because my father was in business, and then I married a businessman, J.S. Nason Company,
mm-hmm.
which had been owned by his grandfather and his father.
He passed it from one generation to the other.
On Milk Street there.
What kind of a business was this?
Well, of course, it started as coal and grain. And there were many farmers in Westboro at the time. And so grain was a great commodity at that time. And of course, it was coal.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, when my husband, Noah, took over, he finally was forced to go into oil, but he hated to give up the coal.
And then
there weren't enough farmers, so the grain business was not so good.
Mm-hmm.
So then they put in oil, and then when my son Donald took over for a while, he put in the lumber.
Oh.
So when we sold it, and it became Village Lumber, it was then changed to oil and lumber.
Which is what they have continued to do.
That's right.
They've expanded a little with building.
Yes.
The
building supplies.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And paints and
that's
things
right.
like that. Yes.
So I've always sort of been connected with a merchant,
yes.
either my father or my husband.
Well, you know, one of the stories I had heard too about Mrs. Winchenbach. Now that would have been Ruby Stone's mother. And father,
was it? Did you hear where their store was?
It was, now you tell me exactly.
It was right on the corner of Milk and Main Street. And it was a old wooden building, and I can remember you had to go up about 5 steps to get up to it. And someone said, well, what did they sell? And I said, well, principally I remember candy
mm-hmm.
as a youngster going in there.
Mm-hmm.
But also it was a waiting room for the trolley cars.
I imagine they sold
newspapers and was that sort of a store,
mm-hmm.
pipes and.
Well, one of the stories I had heard is that some of the youngsters who went to school downtown in elementary school would go down there after school or at lunchtime or whatever if they didn't go home, you know, they didn't live close enough to go home. And they would buy what we think of as the penny candy.
Yes.
And Mrs. Winchenbach was very generous.
Yes, that was the Winchenbach store. And then there was a store about where Guaranty Bank is now that was Mr. Chamberlain's store. And they sold candy and all that sort of thing. But they had some open counters divided into little square boxes where they had penny candy. And my husband said, well, you know, that I don't believe there was a boy in town who didn't steal penny candy out of those boxes, including me.
Oh, well, of course, and they were open
all
from the front.
All open, yes.
From the front, yes. I can remember the biscuits and the cookies, that kind of thing, and the open cartons where they were. And they would have, like, a glass top, or they were around,
yes.
big containers, and they were round, and they had a glass
top.
And
we didn't have any tops on the candy there, and so...
What a temptation.
Well, it certainly was.
Yes. You know, we got off the track a little. You were going to tell me about the fire when you were over skating.
Well, it's like any catastrophe in your life. You always remember where you were.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was skating on that pond. I think it was about 1910. The Whitney House burned.
Yes.
And I remember rushing down there the way all the kids got off their skates, which were harder to take off then. We had to undo them with a key and take them off.
Yes.
And they were not shoe skates.
No.
They clamped on our shoes.
Sort of like the roller skates, only with the blade, because we used to have, at least when I had roller skates, we used to put them on our shoes.
So well, that's the way I happen to remember that the Whitney House and...
That was a dreadful time, yes, and that was such a beautiful hotel.
Yes, it was a nice hotel.
Yes. And they had a lovely home across the street where, as you said, that the high school was.
Yes,
at the time.
Yes.
And then, was the post office in that block when you were a young girl growing up, Mrs. Mason?
Yes, in the block where the Guaranty
mm-hmm.
Bank is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the post office was there.
Mm-hmm.
I think mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a Longley's drugstore, I think perhaps I spoke of.
Is this where we have our town pharmacy now, or was that in the same block?
No, it was in the same block, but it was... farther up the street,
mm-hmm.
and it was a drugstore, and then next to that, there was Woodman's Hardware Store.
Oh, yeah, now that's a name I know.
Yes.
Yes. Was there a hardware store across the street, too, that
where Swans is now?
Yes.
I don't remember that there was.
No, I don't remember.
In fact, I don't remember any hardware store except the Woodman store.
Did they have a? Did they sell harnesses in hardware stores then, or was that a special?
No, I don't really remember.
Did you have my horses?
No, my father had horses, of course, and so did my husband for delivery.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a horse to ride?
Well, my sons did, but that was much later, of course.
But, well, you didn't have a horse and buggy to go to church, for instance.
No,
no.
Well, my father did, yes. We had a horse and buggy, and I kind of have to do it with my hands. It came out and went out like that, and I used to hang out on the outside of it. We went to ride Sundays. But,
that's what I meant,
yes.
This kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Was it a two-seater or a four-seater?
Four-seater.
Four-seater.
I remember my father and mother in the front, and my sister and I sitting in the back.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Was it a pair of horses, or was it one?
I can't remember but one. Of course, he had more horses.
You really only need one for that kind of a gig. I mean, it's not that heavy, so you perhaps wouldn't need a pair.
But my husband had several horses for the coal and grain business, of course. But we didn't use them. We never used them, in fact, because, when my husband and I were married, we had our first car, an old second-hand Dodge runabout.
Tell me something about your family home on Phillips Street, speaking of that, because that was definitely still downtown area.
Well, yes, I lived there from the time I was 10 years old till I was married, and that's right beside the school yard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Where now the superintendent of schools is in the, they have all the administrative offices, is that what you mean?
No.
Next to the Harvey School?
Yeah, but it's a house. I don't know who lives there.
No. I meant it was next.
That's right. It was next to the Harvey School.
Next to the Harvey School. That's right. Were there many houses on the street at the time?
I think all the houses that are there now were on the street when I lived in Phillips Street.
Mm-hmm. Because this area had been built up, hadn't it? Church Street and Phillips.
Yes, they were all the same.
Parkman. And
they were all the same houses there.
Mm-hmm. Old houses. Mm-hmm. All different.
Not historically old, but old.
No, some of the other ones are older. The ones
not
that are
on Phillips Street, they are not historical.
No. I was trying to think of one. Well, the Fairweather House on Church Street is a fairly old house, one with the white columns. That was built by Jonathan Fairweather.
Which one is it? What do you mean?
Right on the Church and Grove.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's
an old house.
I have seen pictures of when there was nothing but that house.
That's right, that was a really old house. Mm-hmm. And then there was a very old house. At least I suppose it was, where Kirkside is. It had a beautiful garden.
Oh, yes. Was that the Judd's house?
No, the Judd's house was, you know where the Catholic parsonage is, St. Luke's Parsonage. Well, it was right in there somewhere, either where the parsonage is, no, I guess it was there, or in the extra lot that they had. Mm-hmm. That was the Judd house, and she was the librarian.
Yes.
And he was the dentist.
I have seen she is buried in one of our, not the old burying yard downtown, but the other one in back of School Street.
Oh, really?
Yes, mm-hmm. And it says on it that she was the librarian.
Yeah, she was a librarian for many years. In fact, I think she, I always say that I owe to her any taste that I have in reading, because I was ashamed to take a trashy book up to her, because I know she'd look at me over a glass and say, "Lucy, I don't think you want that one." So I got where I said she improved my taste.
Oh. What did you do when you were young and growing up like that? What was the recreation downtown as such? Besides, you mentioned the skating.
Well, as I said, I always seemed to be always around with my...
In the store
and then doing with the deliveries. And, of course, we had the usual skating. We used to slide down Jack Straw Hill.
Ah!
I was thinking of trying to slide down it now.
No.
Dangerous.
It certainly would.
And if you were allowed sometimes to go to Chauncey in the summer, if you were well chaperoned.
Do you remember Chauncey when they had the pavilion?
Yes, very well. We used to have dances down there.
Of course, no longer exists. Mm-hmm. We have some old photographs of that, but I wondered.
Yes,
did they have dances?
Also, they had a theater. I remember going to shows down there in the theater.
Oh, my. I didn't realize that.
I can't remember whether they would have had a summer stock company, but I remember going to plays there in this old theater.
It's very interesting. I didn't realize. And of course, that was on the other side of Chunk. It wasn't even that back road when you drive in.
No, the theater was right near the pavilion.
And well, where was the pavilion now?
Well, I don't know how to tell you. It's on this side.
It was on this side. It wasn't that other road.
No, it was right on this side. If you were going to State Hospital, you look in, it was right there.
It was right there. Yes. Because someone had told me that it was, you know, there's a road that goes around in the back.
Yes, but the pavilion was right.
I would think, logically.
It was.
That it would be closer.
And it was a real sort of resort area, you know, with this theater.
In the summer.
Yes.
And you go canoeing on the...
Yes, you could.
Then would you, Mr. Mason, go canoeing?
No, I didn't know him then.
No, you didn't?
He was cool. He was some older than myself, and I really didn't know him until I was junior in high school, because he had gone off, he went off to prep school in New York very young, and then he went to Princeton. I didn't know him at all until he came back and was running his father's store because his father died.
And you had grown up.
Yes.
Quite a change.
But I didn't know him when I was growing up.
No. Did we have any church socials or anything like that?
I went to the Unitarian Church, and oh yes, we had a great deal of activity around it, associated with the church, and with the church, picnics and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And you always had young people's meetings, you know, Sunday nights, and during the week we had what my father used to call, he called them the unwilling workers. Supposed to be that, the willing workers.
And he called them the unwilling.
Well, evidently judging by my sister and me, we were the unwilling workers. It was sewing, and we never did like sewing.
Oh, dear. No, you'd rather go down and work in the store. Yes. Well, how long was your school day now? Did you go down after school? Or?
Well, I just used to go down for fun after school, yes.
What, the school hours were pretty much the same as they are now?
Two sessions, you see.
Yes, because you would have an hour for lunch.
Yes, you see, we had an hour so that the people who... everybody went home for lunch unless they lived out in the farm. Mm-hmm. So they had to give us an hour. Mm-hmm. And we walked back and forth quite a little distance. And
well, as you said, it had to do it through the snow and the snow and the rain.
We weren't allowed to take our lunch. Like I said, no facilities for eating there.
Oh.
Except for the barge children. Otherwise, you had to go home.
Well, you must have gone to Eli Whitney also in the Harvey.
Yes, I did.
So this was because
then the Maynard and then the high school.
The high school, because they were talking about Miss Fales having one room set aside that she used to heat up hot chocolate.
I never happened to go to Miss Fales.
You didn't have
No, I don't know why it was. I think the period when I would have been in her grade, she was not teaching in Westboro.
She may not have been, because she speaks of when she was over in Upton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I did not go to Miss Fales.
Did you remember any of the teachers that... Was it Miss Hastings?
Yes, I went to Miss Hastings.
You did?
And I can't remember. I think I went to Maddie Fisher. And the reason I can't remember is because I think, did I go to her, or did two of my children go to her? I know my son Joe went to her, and I thought I ought to go down and display interest, you see. So I went down, and Miss Fisher said, "You just leave Joe to me." So I never went again. She put him in the high, she took him from the lower part of the class and got him into the high part of the class. She didn't need any help from me at all.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I've been teaching longer than you've been alive, probably.
Right. Yes.
The old-time school teacher, yes. Another part of the town that we haven't talked about is a little beyond the circle. Do you remember, or what we call the rotary now, do you remember when the railroad... depot was there?
I remember the depot, yes.
Before they moved it.
And, of course, where the railroad tracks had been, went right by my husband's store, J.S. Mason.
Mm-hmm.
It went in back there.
Did the trolley go up that way after the train was...
No, I don't think it did. I don't remember that the trolley went... I'm sure it didn't. The trolley went right up Milk Street. Or down Milk Street to Northborough, because I can remember taking the trolley to Northboat. And in the summer, it was an open trolley, and you could hang on a
And you were hanging on
it, yeah,
I
probably,
can tell.
Unless I was made not to.
Unless Mother was watching.
So I can remember that trolley, and I don't think it went on the old railroad track. I'm sure it did not.
No, probably
It was
did.
Just sort of a gully there where the track had been. It went up along Milk Street.
Oh, because...
Bordered Milk Street.
They speak of the fact that there was a car barn there for the trolleys where, right in back of where the... depot was before they moved it or something.
Well, it must have been.
Told me about the car. Did you ever take a trolley into Worcester, or how did you get to Worcester?
Oh, yes, we took the trolley into Worcester.
You know, that was a great convenience, wasn't it? When you think of it now, that you can go. And how, if we do not have a car now, we really and truly are hard pressed to get into Worcester.
But there are plenty of trolleys. The trolleys went to Marlborough, and as I said, to Northborough, and to Woodville and Hopkinton and to Worcester. There were plenty of trolleys today. Mm-hmm. Can't remember how often they ran.
Quite often.
Yeah, I think so.
I've heard. Did they have anything comparable to hairdressing or just barbershops?
I guess just barbershops. And I can remember when I lived on Phillips Street, going across the street to a woman who did hair, as we said.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there was anything like a beauty shop.
There was a millinery. Was there a hat shop?
There must have been a millinery store, and I think there
around the corner from C.S. Henry or else.
Yes, I was going to say somewhere along on South Street. Now it comes back to me that there was a millinery store.
There was a boot shop, as you mentioned earlier, and then I think there was a millinery. Because we have some, well, they're like advertising cards that Mr. Nichols gave the library.
Oh.
And on these advertising cards are like Arthur Longley and your father's store. And some of the millinery and another woman who sewed and came would come into your house. And
Now, I know there were seamstresses, because I heard my husband speak about a woman who used to come often to their house because he had four sisters.
Oh.
But, as I said, my mother did a sewing.
Did you? Yes, she learned to do this, so she did her own tailoring and
design. She was all right. Of course, we had patterns in the store. That was another thing. Big pattern books and patterns.
Oh, that must have been fun to go through.
So, of course, my mother had access to patterns, and she just learned to use them.
And the materials, too.
And the materials.
Where did your father get his materials
in? In Boston, the wholesale places.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going in with him occasionally as a great treat. I was allowed to go into the wholesale houses, and that was, I thought, great fun.
Mm-hmm. Were they big factory type of things?
Yes.
Bolts and bolts of cloth?
That's right.
Very different from anything we have.
In fact, when my husband and I were going to be married and were furnishing an apartment, my father took us into these wholesale places. I was 20 years old and didn't know too much about any of those things. So he took me into this great big rug place to pick out rugs. And I'd never even probably noticed rugs except in my father's store, but not as being an owner. And I apparently couldn't make up my mind, and evidently the clerk got very annoyed. And I said, I can't seem to pick one out. And he said, we've got 500 to pick from. I think you can pick one.
That's one of those cases of too many decisions.
That's right.
You have too much to choose from to make a decision.
That's right.
That type of thing.
Because most of the furniture I found later, I picked all the wrong thing, but I guess everyone changes their taste.
I think so, too. Was there you spoke of your father having furniture, was there any particular style at the time, or did they... wouldn't have been late Victorian.
Well, I remember when we were married, I had... wicker furniture in the living room, and then I great big Davenport and chairs, and I got so, of course, I hated it. Now I understand it's back.
Yes,
but
you should never throw anything
long ago.
You should never throw, because you remember the shoes with the steel buckles?
Yes.
Throw those away, because they're back in style, those steel buckles.
Well, one of my granddaughters has my original dining room set, which was mahogany and Sheraton style, and that stood up very well. And she said, Grandma, is this an antique? And I said, will you keep it another 25 years? And it will be.
Yes. Yes. Did your father in his store, did he have any, what we think of as appliances, like a washing machine or a hand wringer?
I don't remember that he did.
No, that probably came later.
I think so.
Yes.
Because I'm sure my mother didn't have one, and certainly if he sold one,
yes,
she would have had one, mm-hmm. and she didn't, I'm sure. Mm.
Just the good old scrub board.
Right.
Yes. Well, is there anything else that you have that you and I were going to talk about this morning?
Well, I can't think of anything. Oh, one of the stores that I remember very well was down below where Starobin's is. The building is not there, but it was A.M. McDonald's store. And that was, he sold the best meat. I've never had meat, anything like that, since he went out of business.
This is just beyond, Mini Farms is there now. You mean in that block, that next block over, Mrs. Mason?
Is Mini Farms in that last block now?
They moved up.
Well, it's in that section anyway. It was a different building.
And then, of course, there was a house. Before.
But it may be in the same building.
And this was the McDonald's.
Yes.
He sold meat.
And wonderful meat. He got really prime beef and hung it, you know.
Yes.
And he had a marvelous store there.
Did he have a cooler to hang the beef?
He must have.
In the back?
Mm-hmm. I remember a man who knew a great deal about beef, and he said, you know why they had such good meat at Max? Because he said, I've been in back where it's hanging. And he said, you wait until it has mold about an inch thick and take that off, and then that's the meat that's tender.
Aged.
And you don't get that kind of meat at the supermarkets.
Because they don't have time.
And they don't have the place to age it, I suppose.
To break it down, as they said.
But they were a Westboro family, and there were still McDonald's in Westboro.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a name that's in our phone book.
Mm-hmm. Excellent story. Well, that's about it, what can happen downtown.
Well, I want to thank you, Mrs. Mason, for sharing some of your reminiscences and some of your rememberings of when it was you were young and growing up in Westboro. And I would say that we had recorded this, I think today is the 25th of May in 1976.
Bicentennial year. Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad to hope that somebody will be interested in the tape sometime.
Thank you.
Isn't it?